Under Section 107B, everyone in the United States living behind a levee, near a dam, or near any other flood control structure, a so-called residual risk area, will be required to purchase flood insurance. Everyone. FEMA estimates that well over 50% of America's population lives near a levee. Senator Pryor has a very revealing map of the United States. We have a lot of waterways and a lot of levees. There are levees in 881 counties throughout the United States. As many as 800,000 people in my state of about 12.5 million live in these areas. Many people living near a levee don't even realize it because the levees work. They've never had a flood. But under this provision, they're still required to buy insurance. The same holds true for people living near dams. There are nearly 1,400 dams in Illinois alone. Think of how many people live near those dams nationwide. Those people would also be required to purchase flood insurance under this provision. Under this section of the bill, the mandatory purchase requirement would apply to people living in residual risk areas regardless of the status of the flood control structure. That's where I take exception to this approach. So even in communities where levees and dams have been certified safe, in many cases by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, the people living behind those levees would have to purchase flood insurance. Let me give you one specific example that I think is illustrative of the unfairness. The people in these so-called residual risk areas already pay for their flood control structures in one way or another. The Metro East area, where I grew up, across the river from St. Louis on the Mississippi River, St. Clair, Monroe, and Madison counties. The community agreed in that area to raise taxes on themselves to pay for improvements to the levees. In other words, they weren't pointing to Washington saying, come in and fix our levees. They said, we'll take on the responsibility and we will pay for it. Thanks to the leadership of the Metro East Levee District, people like Les Sturman with the Southwestern Illinois Flood Prevention District Council, Alan Dunston, who's board chairman of Madison County, Mark Kern, board chairman of St. Clair County, and of course my friend Congressman Jerry Costello in the House of Representatives, Metro East raised the money to improve its levees to ensure that they would be recertified as safe by FEMA. They're doing the right thing. They're accepting responsibility and they're paying for it. Like people in communities across the country, they are paying to make sure their levees are sound and they won't have to worry about a flood. Yet, under this bill's mandatory purchase requirement, as it is written and as I understand it, they also will be forced to pay flood insurance. If they'd done nothing, they would still face the flood insurance premium. They did the responsible thing and they're still being charged. Not only are they paying higher taxes to strengthen their levees, they'll pay flood insurance for floods that are not likely to ever happen, precisely because of the improvements that they're making to those levees, which protect them. To add insult to injury, if these areas are mapped into a special flood hazard area, the communities will have to pass an ordinance that FEMA requires for participation in the flood insurance program. This ordinance will restrict land use. In many cases, these ordinances diminish property values and reduce the number of jobs in the area. My colleague, Senator Cochran of Mississippi, worked with Senator Shelby of Alabama and the Banking Committee to develop a compromise to this section. The compromise is a move in the right direction, I will concede, but it doesn't go far enough to help the people living near flood control structures. The new Section 107 strikes the language restricting land use in residual risk areas, but it doesn't remove the mandatory flood insurance purchase requirement. The new language only delays that requirement till FEMA can develop a new way to measure each levee's and dam's strength and efficiency. But then, the people who live in these areas will be forced to buy insurance. Adding up to 50% of the U.S. population into the National Flood Insurance Program, simply because they live near a flood control structure, I think, does not take into account actual reality on the ground. What is being done, what has been done to keep the area safe? I support my colleague, Senator Pryor of Arkansas. He wanted to strike Section 107 to this bill. It's unreasonable to expand flood hazard areas to include communities in which people are already paying to prevent flooding. Chairman Tim Johnson of the Senate Banking Committee and ranking Republican Senator Dick Shelby put together a strong bill with many important reforms. But the residual risk title is bad for communities like Metro East in Illinois, and I hope that the committee will either modify or drop this provision. And let me just close my remarks by saying Senator Pryor has been an extraordinary leader on this issue. We've talked about it. I've been happy to join him. I don't know if, when the final bill package comes before us, we'll have our chance to vote up or down, or offer the Pryor Amendment, which I support. But at the end of the day, this is fundamentally unfair. Though it will not take place, if it goes unchanged, for several years, in the meantime, if the bill passes with this provision, I can assure my colleagues, and I think Senator Pryor would agree with me, we are not going to quit on this issue. We are going to demand basic fairness for those people across America who are struggling in this economy and now face the prospect of dramatically increasing flood insurance premiums. I think that there's a way to do this that is responsible, that recognizes when people do the right thing and families and communities step up to their responsibility, and I don't believe that the Shelby-Cochran Amendment does that. So I hope that we'll have a chance to revisit this soon. I thank Senator Pryor for his leadership.